this is Andy Kaufman, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Corporate. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. I have to tell you, one of the benefits of hosting this podcast is talking to people like John Cotter. I mean, check it out. He went to MIT for his undergrad and his master's. Then he got his doctorate from Harvard. He's given full tenure and professorship at the age of 33, one of the youngest ever. His books are in the top 1% of sales on Amazon. He sold well over 1.5 million copies of HBR articles. You know, the bottom line is, the guy knows his stuff. And yeah, I have to tell you, when you listen to his answers, I mean, did you feel even a little bit like, oh, this is mostly common sense? I mean, did you feel like when he talked about how to keep your ideas from being shot down? Well, maybe the answers were a little oversimplified at times. You know, please know, I mean, no disrespect. The guy's brilliant. And beyond just his IQ, his research has been outstanding. My intention in bringing this up, though, is that I think too many leaders feel like they're just over their head in their role. You know, you could do a better job of leading or influence if you were John Cotter, but you're not. Well, you know, the wisdom of John Cotter and many other people who have thought deeply and rigorously researched leadership and change, they're available for you to learn from. And you can do this, particularly if you're willing to continue to be a learner. So let's talk about some important lessons that we can learn from that discussion with John Cotter. First, do you recall our discussion about the difference between analyze, think, change versus see, feel, change? Now, this is a trap that we too easily fall into. When you want to lead change, I mean, we're not saying to forget about analyzing and thinking. Analysis is generally a really good idea. However, when we're trying to sell the idea, too often we think the most reasoned argument will win. You know, the clearest analysis, the most sophisticated model, or the highest IQ will win the day. But Cotter's research says differently, which I think is somewhat startling considering he's an academic. We have to tap into feelings to get people to change. And that usually means tapping into the senses somehow. You know, is there a way to show it in a picture or in a story or to have it communicated maybe by a customer or a stakeholder who can say it in a way that taps into the emotions? All those are better than a spreadsheet in most cases. Remember, change happens because of see, feel, change, not necessarily analyze, think, change. Second, when you're seeking to lead change, remember John's comments about culture. Too often, we want to first try to tackle the culture. But as we learned, if you listen to my discussions with Ed Schein and some previous casts, culture is there precisely because it's always worked. Trying to change what's always worked is hugely difficult. What did John Cotter say? Remember our discussion? Start small with the behavior that you're trying to get, remembering that everything comes down to behavior. When the behavior actually works, and hopefully it will, people will start to see and to feel the benefits. And over time, it becomes part of the culture. So if you're trying to introduce, let's say, agile principles into your project culture, what do? You pilot a project and you use those techniques. And you use the learnings from that project to tell the story to others of how it hopefully helped and how it benefited your customer and your team. And then you try it again and you let the benefits do the selling. Culture change comes last, as it turns out, as a result of all the other things we're doing, not first. Third, when you're trying to sell an idea, expect that people will try to shoot it down. Don't assume that they're doing it for devious reasons, but assume it will happen. In some ways, the greatest benefit of John's book, Buy-In, might be in identifying the type of attacks that you can expect. Learn to recognize them. Perhaps more importantly, learn how to anticipate them so you can consider ahead of time how to best respond. I particularly appreciated John's point about making sure you stay respectful through the process. Take the high road. Perhaps you've heard the maxim before, to never wrestle with pigs. Have you heard that before? You're going to get muddy and the pigs enjoy it. You know, stay respectful. Learn how to respond in ways that are not all about you, it's not about me, but what's best for the customer, what's best for the company, what's best for all. Finally, and related, let me say this. It's easy to complain about other people shooting our ideas down, but too often we don't catch ourselves when we're the ones with the bazooka in our hands. That's my experience. You know, a benefit of learning to recognize John's scenarios is that we can hopefully catch ourselves more quickly when we're tempted to shoot down an idea from a team member, or a peer or a customer or a spouse or any of the people around us. You know, Dale Carnegie's first principle on how to win friends and influence people is to avoid criticizing, condemning, and complaining. I just have to say, ouch. That's enormously easier to say than to do. But it's amazing how we can increase our influence and improve our ability to successfully lead and deliver if we stop getting in the way of good ideas. You know, it was really fun bringing this interview with John Cotter to you. In the coming weeks and months, there are a bunch more experts already interviewed and just waiting to be published. But in the meantime, if there's an author that you'd love to hear from, or maybe a book that's made a big difference in your ability to lead and deliver, would you send me a note to let me know? I'd love to get that author in our lineup. Well, thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. Please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. And thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have a great week.